Happy birthday, KCHA. It's KCHA's 50th anniversary on the air. Thanks for joining us. I'm David McCartney. Let's go back to 1993 and Mike in the Morning.
Liberty Radio, the Beatles, of course, in Real Love. 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, right on time. And, yeah, time for sports.
For 7 years, beginning in 1986, Mike Lyman was Mike in the Morning on KCHA. Music, news, sports, weather, the markets, and friendly reminders about the day's upcoming events around the area. Mike started at KCHA in 1971, stayed 5 years, and then returned in the mid-1980s. After filling in as play-by-play sportscaster for a Charles City High School football game in 1986, then-owner Jim Hebel offered Mike the morning job.
We got to our friendly watering hole, and about 15 minutes after we got there, Jim walked in the door, and he says, you want to get back in the radio? And I said, yeah, and he says, you got a job. And so that's basically how that went, and then I started with him in October of 86, and then was there until 1993. Started out doing news for a couple of years, and then the morning man left, and he says, I'm going to put you on the air in the morning, and you can keep doing the news, too. So Mike in the Morning was born.
Tire and Auto on Gilbert Street in Charles City.
Breakfast and lunch menus are brought to you by Sisson & Associates Insurance at 1101 South Grand Avenue in Charles City. Serving all your insurance needs, it's Sisson & Associates. Okay, breakfast today at the Charles City Schools. They're going to have donut juice degrees at the Voice of Northern Iowa. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Sports Potpourri is next. Checking Sports Potpourri, Mark O'Meara is a PGA winner for the fifth time in 13 months. O'Meara followed Saturday's record-tying 62 with a final round 369 to win the Greensboro Classic. Duffy Waldorf began the day as co-leader before finishing up 2 shots off the lead. In racing, Sterling.
Mike Lyman in a 1993 broadcast and in a recent interview from his home in Mason City. It's KCHA's 50th anniversary. I'm David McCartney.